Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
And welcome to another episode of Tana Thursday, coming from downtown Cape Girardeau.
Hey, all right.
Hey, I was really shitty.
So Tanner, no, it wasn't.
No, that was good. Okay, that was good. Right, good, yeah. All right, everybody, that was Tanner's very first opening. You'll notice that my voice isn't Shannon's. Looks like I'm taking the reins for Terrifying Tanner Thursday. And yes, you heard me right. It is October. It is October 1st.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. It is Terrifying Tanner Thursdays, the very first episode. It's going to be a good time. Shannon couldn't join us tonight. He was a little under the weather, mostly because of lack of sleep. According to, if you hear him tell it, 9 hours over the last 4 days combined.
Yeah.
I guess Big E was keeping him up a couple of nights. He just couldn't stop thinking about the power of positivity.
Don't be sour.
He went, went too hard.
He went, went too hard. All right. So, as per usual, we got some questions for you. They're going to be answered by one, Tanner Calvert, the man himself.
Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah.
The ever adorable and attractive Ace of Gray.
Filling in for Shannon yet again. I was on Pro Wrestling Unscripted this morning, earlier today.
Oh, yeah, so you'll get to, yeah, you'll
this
get
is
to
my
hear
second,
Ace tomorrow.
This is actually my second show of the day. Now, hey. I feel like a grown-up. I'm coming to the big boy table.
Ace has joined the two-show club with me and Shannon.
Ooh.
That's sexy. Mm. Oh. And then, not sexy at all. I mean, oh.
Who the fuck is this guy?
God Who damn. The fuck is this guy?
A What's wild Mankey appears.
Mankey.
Oh, wild Mankey.
So we got, as a last minute sub in, we have...
Scraping the bottle of the barrel. We tried to get someone.
We called
literally everyone else.
I have become the Chris Jericho.
We called Ethan.
Moran, the News Fox couldn't make it.
Yeah, even Moran. Moran's always here.
I showed you the license plate I saw, right?
No.
I got behind a car coming out of work, going down to Jackson last night. I'll show it to you after the show. But their license plate was literally Moran 1. Or there was like a number after it.
Oh, we should. You need to hunt that car down.
Oh, hey, Shannon's Facebook is logged in.
Careful what you look
Speaking
at.
Speaking of terrifying Tanner Thursday.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to view his post from his account because, yeah. Let's go. Oh, and I didn't. For those of you that don't know me somehow, I'm Jesse.
If you that deep voice you hear
that,
at the mic.
Sultry is sultry. Yeah.
Anyway.
You want to read the questions? You want me to read them? I got them right here.
Well, I mean, I guess. Yeah. It's your show, Tanner. Have at it. You read them for me.
All right. Michael Brenham asks, if you had to pick a horror movie villain to be after you, who would it be?
Ooh.
Who wants to go first here? Asa? No, I'm going to go to Jesse because you were doing something else.
Well, that's a hard question, though.
It really is.
Is it?
Because you have to decide if you want something beatable.
Like, yeah, well, wait, are we saying that, like, in our lives, who is the horror villain that's there? Or which horror villain would we be?
If
who
you
would,
had to pick which one a horror
could
villain.
Pick to chase you?
Oh, yes. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who
would you want to chase you?
Oh. You know what? Chucky. Because I could just punt. Because, like, as a little kid, Chucky was the scariest thing.
Oh, yeah. I had nightmares about Chucky.
I had
all
nightmares
the time.
About Chucky constantly. But as an adult, like, I'm just going to punt him across the room. Or put a, like, a.
Put him in a furnace.
Yeah,
like
he seems the most beatable.
Like he doesn't have super strength. The only thing he ever has is nobody believes
sneaky.
That he's a doll.
Yeah, he's just a sneaky little bastard.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be my answer.
So I mean, he would just try to stab me like, you are 9 pounds. Don't try to bite me, you little bastard. And then I would throw him in fire.
Yeah.
Like, I think I actually that was the one I was gonna pick for that as well. I would pick Chucky because he's certainly the most beatable.
Yeah. Well, I can beat you on that one.
All right.
I'm going to go with Jacob Goodnight from See No Evil because I think he was actually the first, like, actual horror movie villain I was scared of. And I will explain that later because that's one of the movies I had.
Huh. I didn't even think about that movie. I know why I liked it.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Jacob Goodnight in See No Evil, played by Kane.
I'm going to go with Leatherface because he's very beatable.
It's true. He's mortal.
Yeah,
human.
He's just a
straight
up
crazy
person.
Dude.
You shoot him, he's dead.
Now, when you say Leatherface, are you including his whole psycho
family,
or is it just Leatherface?
Just Leatherface. Yeah, I don't want to because they got guns too. I don't want to fuck that. It's not fun if they have guns.
Yeah, that's entirely fair.
Hey, Fun note, I know who Shannon's choice would be.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Freddy Krueger.
Because he can't
sleep. He's not sleeping.
Oh, got him. Got him.
Let's see. Chelsea asks, what's your favorite scary urban legend? Or which one scared you the most, if any? Hmm. See, this is kind of hard because everybody has their own urban legends from where they're from. Like the one I'm going to say, none of you. Well, Jesse may have heard about it. And I know Shannon does. Knows about it. But urban legends. Anybody got an urban legend that they like or remember being, from when they were younger?
Are we talking local or just urban legends in general?
She doesn't really say.
I'll admit to being legitimately terrified of Bloody Mary. Like, I thought that one was something that would...
I remember doing that
funny
as a
enough,
kid.
We were actually talking about that in the Jackson store earlier today. I was hanging out with Zach, and we were just watching a YouTube video, like, Zach and Terrence. So we were watching a YouTube video about, like, just... Wait, what was that?
He probably tried it this morning.
Yeah. I get it. We were watching this video about just urban legends in general. They talked about, like, the Chupacabra,
The one name is hard to say.
Which one?
The one name is hard to say. The
Chupacabra?
Yeah. Chupa thingy.
Chupa thingy. Chupa. A bunch of other just random myths and stuff like that. And Bloody Mary was on that list. And that's a solid one because I always remember like seeing it. And the weird thing with like whenever I'm looking at a mirror in the dark, like my brain does weird things to, and I think it's a psychological thing anyway. Like everybody has that deal. They see like their face in the dark and they can't make out all the features, so their brain starts filling in features.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when my brain does it, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always chicken out because
you're not ugly, Jesse. I promise you.
There's like a Reddit thread, and it was scariest stories told in the least amount of words, and the one that was like up at the top was I saw my reflection blink.
Woo!
No. Mm-mm. See, because mirror, I've always had a weird thing with mirrors
saw
too.
Saw my reflection blink.
I've always had kind of a thing with mirrors too.
I'd shit all over myself.
So between the fact that it's a mirror thing and something coming out, I'm out.
No me gusta.
Dalton, you got one?
It's the urban legend story where the older brother's telling the little brother that's afraid to sleep at night, his parents are gone. Stick your hand under the bed. The dog will lick your hand. You'll feel better.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then like the next morning, the dog's dead, and on the dog's blood reads
People have tongues too.
Yeah, people have tongues too. So
there's a couple different versions of that. One of them is that
I just peed myself.
Yeah, yeah. That freaked me out. I remember reading that.
The version I've heard is it's a woman in her apartment all alone. They got her parents or someone got her a dog for protection, and so in the middle of the night she starts hearing this dripping noise, but she's too scared to get up and check in the bathroom to see what it is. So she sticks her hand under the bed, and her dog licks her hand. She feels better, goes back to sleep. Hears the dripping noise again, kind of progresses throughout the night. Then in the morning, it wakes up. She goes to look at the dripping noise. She opens up the bathroom door. Written in blood on the mirror is people can lick too. And it's her dog is like hanging from the shower head.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's dark.
It's like the roommate one too. Girl comes home like super drunk. But she's like real late at night and her roommate has a boy over. And so she just goes to bed and ignores it. And like without turning on the lights, she wakes up in the morning and written in blood on the wall is, aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights? And her roommate's murdered.
Wow.
Book.
Yeah. Creepypasta, urban legends.
Creepypasta is one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah. I really need to start checking it out more.
That and No Sleep.
No Sleep is so good.
I used to actually narrate for No Sleep.
No Sleep got... And I know everyone says this about every subreddit, but No Sleep went downhill real hard when it became a default.
Yes. Yeah. Every subreddit, once it becomes a default for whatever reason, it just goes to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today I fucked up. That was one of my favorite subreddits before it became a default. Now it's just full of, like,
humble
almost
brags.
These... Yeah, humble brags. That perfect word for it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually unsubscribed from it.
Today I fucked up by banging two women.
<That's>,
whoops.
That's literally, like, I'm pretty sure that's been on there at least... a handful of times.
Yeah.
Today I fucked up, became awful. All right. Anyway, I'm so glad Shannon's not here to trash Reddit.
Yeah.
Because he does every time it comes up.
I'm going to go with a local legend for me, Wagner's Hill. I know me and Shannon's talked about
it several times. Yeah, I know about Wagner's Hill.
I actually don't know Wagner's Hill.
There is a cemetery that dates back. I think the newest headstone in the cemetery is from like 1880-something.
Shit.
And most of the graves was like falling in. And there used to be an old house out there. It was the Wagner family. And the legend goes that the husband came home one day and found his wife cheating and cut her head off with an axe and threw her head down the well. And there is a well out there. Like, I've seen it. It's out there. It's mm-hmm. it's buried now. They've filled it in. But it's like the where the urban legend gets real crazy is they say if you go out there at night by yourself, if you hear the sound of a woman screaming, it's Miss Wagner, and it's probably too late because if she sees you, she's going to throw her head at you. That terrified me as a child.
There was actually a, and maybe you've heard of this one, and you can help me remember it. It's over near, it's in New Madrid County. Okay. There was like a, because my dad always told me about this one. It was a story about a train that went off the rails, and a bunch of like children were riding it. Like it was for a, it was like a special event or something like that. Train crashed and like 100 kids died.
I've not heard that story from New Madrid. I've heard a story real similar from, you know, about it from St. Louis. I'm talking dead middle, excuse me, dead middle of St. Louis. It's a bike trail now in this woods, and used to you could go out there and go hunt ghost hunting at night and stuff. And it's called Zombie Road. And that's what they called it. Of course, there's no zombies out there. But if you like, legitimately, you could go out there on any given night and take 100 pictures. And like inside, you know, because you're sitting kind of low and you got these ridges on top of, you know, around you, and you're taking pictures inside the woods trying to, you know, get a good picture. And literally surrounding the trees, like in between the trees, you see the hundreds of silhouettes of children. I'm talking perfect silhouettes. And you may, out of 100 pictures, you may get five like this.
Wow.
I mean, like, and I'm a believer, you guys aren't. But I'm always trying to find a way to scientifically prove that that's not happening,
mm-hmm.
or that something else is causing it. There's no way to prove that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I know, like, well, my dad was a believer in ghosts.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I heard a lot of stuff when I was younger, because he was actually in New Madrid County. Every single school in New Madrid County is built next to a cemetery because the land's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what they do. And my dad, he was a bus driver as well as like a night watchman a few nights a month at the school. So he would just, you know, hang out at the school, drive around, make sure, you know, no shit's happening, like no kids pulling pranks, stuff like that. And I mean, he swears up and down that he's seen some really unexplainable shit in that school. And not just him, like the other night watchmen and stuff like that would share stories occasionally, you know, once a month or so. They would just see, like, someone, they would go down the hallway and, like, you know, thinking it was a kid about to do something, like a prank or something like that. They would see them go down the hall and, like, hey, come, and nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just, like, sounded, like, creepy as shit. And, like, my dad would bring us, whenever he did the night watchman stuff, he would just take us with him. And we would, like, ride our bikes around, like, the entire school campus. While it was dark outside, it was kind of fun. We also got to mess with all the like the equipment in the gym. So, like, all the fun stuff you got to play with in PE, we got to mess with. And, I mean, it was a lot of fun, but, like, because of the, and I think part of it may have been just to keep us from doing stuff we weren't supposed to do, because we were terrified to be alone, thanks to those stories. And he was also the one who told me the rumor about the train thing, and he says that you can go to this bridge out there, and you can just hear, like, certain times of the night, certain times of the month, whatever you want to call it, you can just hear, like, babies crying, like, out on this bridge. And, yeah, it sounded, like, super creepy. And he says he's been out there before and seen, like, a light coming at him on the train tracks, and then it just disappears. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, next question here. Oh, it's from Shannon. How great is Podzilla doing without me this week? Also, he's a sociopath.
Hmm.
Or also, am I a sociopath?
Oh, also, am I a sociopath? Okay, yeah.
I see it now.
Yeah.
No, just by the strict scientific definition of the word, no.
No.
Also, we don't know how well it's going because none of the episodes have gone up, so
yeah,
we don't.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, like, the old, no episode without him that he's normally on has gone up yet this week.
Yep.
Because we didn't do a topical Tuesday.
Mm-mm.
He's obviously not on The Marvelous Jesse and Chris. And
he wasn't on PWU,
which goes up tomorrow, and this will be up later tonight. So to answer your question, Shannon,
TBD.
Yep, TBD. Almost certainly poorly, because Shannon...
But we miss you.
Yeah, we love back. You.
Anyway, what was that? What? Who said that?
It's a ghost.
Oh, yeah, I feel a chill in the air.
Oh, wait, no, I forgot my favorite urban legend.
Uh-oh.
Tanner actually drank himself to death. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. I came up with that one.
No, you didn't. No, you were not there for that. You were not present for that.
That was the one that everybody was dead.
This is my apartment. Yeah, it was me, Shannon, Asa, and Tanner.
Oh, I know about Everclear. I mean, 5 gallons of it at my wedding.
Yeah.
Tanner is a good...
I show up at my wedding reception. My brother comes walking out, and he has a gallon jug of some... liquid. I didn't know what it was at the time. Come to find out, I had 5 gallons of Everclear that was cooked with apples.
So time out. I don't know what's Everclear. I don't drink.
Everclear is an incredibly potent alcohol. You can't really taste it. Is the thing too? So it's like super dangerous.
Yeah, especially
like if you put it with something sweet, it's almost undetectable.
Like apples.
But it's essentially like wood stain remover.
Yeah, it's
5 gallons.
5 gallons of it, yes.
He didn't drink 5 gallons by
himself.
There
was 5 gallons present at his wedding.
But the
way he phrased it made it sound like he consumed 5 gallons.
And Asa was like, I think Tanner might be dead, guys. I think I'm changing my opinion on ghosts.
Well, he's like, ghosts are real, because Tanner is one. It was a great line. So, yeah, that's my favorite urban legend.
Funny.
Sorry. So we'll move on to the next question, which I believe comes from your wife.
I wonder. Oh, yeah. Brandy Calvert.
Tanner's showing all sorts of love to everybody tonight.
I love you, baby. That's you, Shannon.
I was going to say, now apologize to your wife, but I haven't met her and I don't know her, so I didn't want to make a joke.
Let's see. Which horror movie villains would you like to see go up against each other, and which one do you think would win? Ooh, I actually have an answer to this one.
All right, everyone's
looking at me. I don't know. I mean, okay, so we've already done Freddy versus Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
There's talks of a second one, so you could technically do it. I mean, the fight wasn't finished.
But wasn't it... Didn't that movie end with Jason, like, walking out of the lake holding Freddy's severed head?
Freddy's eyes open, he laughs.
Yeah, and he winks, I think, or something like that.
He winks and then laughs.
Yeah.
Well, Jason won that one.
Damn right he did.
That's a hard one, because the ones that I think would be the best fights would also be kind of boring, because Jason and Michael Myers, you would need to have that kind of they would both have to be of the same element, supernatural versus supernatural, or because Leatherface versus Jason would just be really one-sided, because Leatherface is just a person.
Early Jason is technically just a person.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was never really established what he was.
No, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Well,
just,
I mean,
was,
I know. I mean, he started as a person, but then once it went full supernatural.
Let me explain Jason.
Okay, please do, because I've loved these movies.
The reason
forever,
why he never died,
mm-hmm.
and before 4, when Tommy, the Corey Feldman's character, killed him, was because in the first movie, he talks about him drowning. Mm-hmm. He didn't drown. He was able to escape the lake and just lived in the wilderness. He was wild. He was a wild human.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen his mother's head get chopped off.
Right.
Killing spree. In the second movie, he takes the... I believe it's a...
The
axe.
Sack.
Well, he's got the sack on. Well, the way he dies, quote unquote, in the second movie is he takes an axe to the head. Problem is, he takes an axe to what is deformed on his head, which is a huge growth. So it doesn't actually hit any main arteries or anything special to kill him. He just pretends to be dead. In the third movie, he has the hockey mask.
Mm-hmm.
And when he dies, quote unquote again, from being hung. Problem is, the rope gets caught on the mask and keeps him from being, strangled.
Actually killed?
Yeah. The fourth movie, Tommy Jarvis, Corey Feldman's character, takes a machete and hacks him straight across, all the way into the eye,
mm-hmm.
actually cutting into the brain, killing him. Jason was dead after 4.
So then he came back?
Yes.
In
6, Tommy Jarvis again comes back and he wants to destroy Jason's body once and for all. Goes and digs him up out of the cemetery, covers him in gasoline, is going to set him on fire. But before he does it, he gets really pissed off and goes and grabs a metal spike, almost like it ends up being a spear,
mm-hmm.
from the fence, and comes and starts just stabbing Jason through the chest, over and over until his buddy stops him and tells him you need to calm down. All of a sudden, a freak thunderstorm shows up and lightning strikes the pole as it's in Jason's chest. Zombie Jason.
Huh.
Yep.
Theoretically, Jason was
alive the whole time. So then what's the deal? Like, okay, Michael Myers, same kind of.
His is actual supernatural.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pairing like two villains against each other, I feel like there would need to be, because, you know, unstoppable killing machine, which, you know, again, Michael Myers versus Jason, both silent. There's really no. Because Freddy had, you know, because it was at that time, it was that version of Freddy Krueger with a charismatic, you know, almost funny version of him.
Almost.
Well, yeah.
Got your nose.
I like that version of Freddy.
I don't know. I don't know who I'd want to. I think just for pure spectacle of it, I would say Jason versus. Well, Jason, just because he's my favorite. That was one of the first ones that I saw. High five to Tanner. Okay. Yep.
Jason's always the answer.
Okay.
I don't know who I'd really just anyone. Like, I, as much as I dislike the guest character aspect of Mortal Kombat DLC, I was fine with Jason. I'm a hypocrite. I don't care.
Yeah, it's okay. I only judge you a little bit. It's fine. But I still love you.
Okay. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's what matters. That's what matters. Dalton, what you got?
I'd make it a tag team match between Freddy and Jason versus Alien and Predator. Instead of making them versus each other, they'd be on a team and they have to fight the other. Just because I've always liked, a lot of my movies are science fiction, kind of. Mm. And that's the one, like, team that I really would like to see versus, just to see, like, Freddy and Jason, who, in the Freddy versus Jason, they did kind of team up a little bit against, like, the humans.
Well, because Freddy, like, kind of manipulated Jason into getting him to work for him.
Yeah, so I think it'd be cool to see those two unstoppable killing machines against two aliens. Or Alien and a Predator, I guess.
I actually have an answer for the Jason one. Jason versus the Jeepers Creepers thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Just because the Jeepers Creepers thing is fast, it's supernatural, like, real hard. Like, it can't really be killed. You just have to survive the time frame that it's alive. So just that kind of speed and strength versus just Jason's plotting.
Yep, just moving forward.
Jason runs
once.
I found out why Jason stopped running. He runs once, and in all the movies he's ever in, he runs once. And he didn't check a tree, and he got kicked in the nads, and you hear him go, oh, and he falls. He never runs again.
That's actually pretty funny. Like, I kind of like that.
Jesse?
I don't know. It'd probably be... See, I was also thinking, like, Jason versus the Predator was kind of the one that I was thinking. Just because...
It's like in Mortal
Kombat. Yeah, exactly. Because, like, and that's actually why I wasn't going to say it, because, yeah, you can do it in Mortal Kombat. But, I don't know, I still think it would be an interesting fight. Except that I was also thinking, well, Predator would just be invisible and then just shoot Jason from afar.
Right, he would assess the situation and give him the ocular pat down.
Yeah, give him the ocular pat down.
Problem with that theory is Jason's always behind you.
That's true.
I don't care how fast you are, he's always behind you.
That's the supernatural thing. But then I was trying to think, like, most of, like, my favorite kind of horror movies are actually, like, the ghost stories.
What was that? Your favorite kind of what?
God damn it, Tanner. Moving on. I like the kind of ghost stories. So, like, just some recent examples. Like, I really liked It Follows and Unfriended.
That wasn't a ghost movie. That was about AIDS.
Well, that's true. It was a monster movie, kind of. But, like,
AIDS.
I mean, it was.
You watch it.
It was a very thinly
I mean.
Veiled allegory for right. sexually transmitted diseases.
Very thin.
Very thin.
I said very thin.
That's an understatement.
It was an allegory.
I said very thin.
How did they die? Well, I went and had a threesome with them, and then they both got killed.
So maybe It Follows is not a good example, because that's more of a monster movie than it is anything else. Like, even if you're not gonna, you know, even barring the whole,
but
AIDS
it's still
thing,
a. Fantastic.
It's a great
movie.
Great movie. I love that movie. But anyway, yeah, Unfriended. It's another movie recently that I watched kind of like that.
I just bought that. I didn't ever watch it.
That's
Unfriended. Unfriended is really good.
It looks so stupid, too. The trailers make it look so stupid.
It really does, because it looks really annoying.
I remember Shannon saying that he watched it just so he could, like, make fun of it with Bob, and it ends up, like, they both really liked it.
Yeah, and then they told me about it, and I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll give it a shot. And yeah, mm-hmm. I also really liked it. And then Grave Encounters, it's another example of what I watched recently. I like that kind of, like, ghost story kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. that's my favorite sort of scary movie. There. Scary, Tanner. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. You can say horror all you want. It's better than getting it mixed up with horror.
Did you answer?
Nope. I'm about to.
Okay.
I'm going to flat out go what you wouldn't say. I'm Freddy and, or Freddy shit, Jason and Michael.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm getting tongue-tied. Jason, part 7 and on.
So, like, Demon Jason?
Yeah, more specifically, Kane Hodder Jason.
Oh, the big.
Yeah.
The big, big motherfucker. Yeah.
He's the only person to play Jason more than once. Mm-hmm. And he was just a badass. He was supposed to play Jason and Freddy versus Jason, but he was too tall compared to Robert Englund, so they had to recast him.
Which is dumb, because just characterize, like, Jason is a lot bigger than Freddy.
Yeah, because Freddy's just a normal, like, he was just a guy. Yeah, yeah. That got turned
which
into,
turns
you know,
in, which turns out Jason was just a man, and then he got all supernaturally.
Right. Which gives you a +5 to strength.
Yes, it does. We all know that.
All right, last question. It's from Mr. Hunter Hendricks. What is the worst horror movie trope, big words, and what's the best way you've seen it subverted?
I'm gonna answer that with Cabin in the Woods. That's on my on my list,
because
it takes everything that horror movies rely on and either explains it, they do explain every single one of them. They explain it, but then they explain it in a way that just kind of takes the shit out of it.
Right.
So, Cabin in the Woods is a fantastic movie. But I would say my least favorite one is, I can't remember the stand-up comedian, but his joke is, like a white woman in any scary situation, she falls down.
Yep.
No one can keep their footing. And I understand to an extent, like, if you're panicked and you're freaking out and you're trying to unlock a door, sure, you're going to have a little bit of problem with the keys. But half the time, they go full-on infomercial. Like, oh no, and then they throw the keys, like, 30 yards away. Or they take that crazy bounce and end up under the car.
Right.
That's just that fabricated inconvenience of it all. It just really kind of takes me out of it.
Yeah, that near, like, Deus Ex Machina for the villain of the movie, for the characters that are supposed to die. Like, yeah, that's actually my least favorite as well. The woman falling down. Because inevitably, in every slasher film, it's always the same. There's a woman running, she falls down.
Especially when it's not in, like, a woods. Like, I get, like, in
there's
a woods.
There's no concrete.
Just, like, you're running through a parking lot, and...
Oh, I tripped over a leaf.
Right, yeah.
Freshly paved concrete, like, not a flaw out there. Yeah, that is also, yeah.
The two I can think of right off the top of my head, similar to that is, you get in the car, it was perfectly fine. You drove it coming home 2 hours ago from the gas station. You get back in the car trying to get away from the killer. Oh, it won't start.
Yep, yeah. That one's...
Mine is Sabotage. Like, Sabotage, yeah. I get, like, because some movies say that, but.
But the other one is, like, they're running through the woods. They've not tripped. They hide behind a tree thinking they're going to hide from them. And you come from the left, and all of a sudden you're sitting there hiding. You look back to the left, see if he's coming, and he sneaks up on the right. You know he's behind the tree waiting on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's kind of obnoxious, too. I mean, I can understand, like, well, then again, in that kind of situation, like, I don't think you'd actually get winded. You would probably keep running for
hours.
You
just have full,
full-on adrenaline.
To be fair, I'm speaking for myself. I don't want to speak for you guys. But I personally haven't been chased through the wooded area by a knife-wielding maniac. But I feel like you would just have that adrenaline. You're not going to think, like, okay, time to hide. You're just going to be booking it as quickly and as far as possible to put as much distance between you and Stabby Magoo.
I love Stabby Magoo.
I've been chased through a cornfield with a man with a shotgun. And let me tell you, that's not good. When you're over 6 foot and you're trying to hide from a guy shooting a shotgun over the top of the corn. Okay, and what made it even worse is I was probably 13. So I was already like 6'2 and standing at the proper height of the corn. And I decided that day... It'd be a perfect idea to wear a red bandana on my head to keep the sweat out of my eyes.
Why were you being chased by someone with a shotgun?
Well, we were in his cornfield, and we hear, get out of the cornfield. And we try to hide, and then all of a sudden, pepper shot.
That sounds like an appropriate response to trespassing.
Yeah,
first degree murder.
Kentucky. Where Tanner's from.
Well, in his defense, he was aiming at the top of the corn. He just didn't realize I was 6'2". So he was thinking he was going to hit the top of the corn and just kind of pepper down on top of us. when he shot the top of the corn, he peppered me. Thank God I was far enough away it didn't hurt.
Damn.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you did hear that correctly. Tanner Calvert, at the age of 13, was 6'2".
And also survived a shotgun blast. That's how I'm going to say it. I think, you know, I always give Tanner, I give you shit because you didn't become a pro wrestler. I'm going to stay on your good side because I don't want you to become a fucking knife wield. I don't want you to become Stabby Magoo.
He would be worse than Jason.
He would be so much worse than Jason.
Yeah, have you seen a picture of me as Jason?
Nope. Not of that one. Nope. So, Dalton, what's your least favorite horror trope?
The black guy always dies first.
They've gotten away from that. Thank
black
God.
Lives Matter.
Movement.
Were you laughing?
I remember.
Black Lives Matter. Silence.
Why were you laughing? That wasn't a joke.
My least favorite version of it is I'm a huge Donald Glover fan, and I try to watch every movie he's in, and Lazarus Effect came up, and one of the guys from the league's in it, and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna watch this. Until I watched the trailer, and he died
in the trailer.
Donald Glover is the ultimate black guy because he died. Not he wasn't the first one to die in the movie. He died in the goddamn trailer.
he didn't even make it to the movie.
That movie's coming out on Netflix this month because it has Pete from the League, it has Childish Gambino, and it has Olivia Wilde.
Oh, fantastic!
Right. So I mean, like, I don't know how good it is, but I need to. I'll have to.
I'm
see
gonna
it.
Watch it. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't gonna pay to see it in the theater, but.
But I will certainly watch it on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so Netflix and chill.
Mandate.
YouTube and hang? I'm on a budget, man.
I got Netflix. It's okay.
He's got that new car money.
Sugar daddy.
God damn it. Yeah. You guys are going to hear a death on the air.
Well, that's all the questions we've got for tonight.
All right. So we could bust right into it. That only took 30 minutes.
But it was a fun 30 minutes.
It was a fun 30 minutes. Yeah, good conversation all around. All right. Now,
let's
one of the things
on the back.
Who knew Shannon?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Don't give him ideas.
I've already told him I love him. It's okay.
That's true.
And I bought him pizza.
Also true.
I mean, that's generally a good way to get on. If you ever need to be on Shannon's good side,
buy him pizza,
and tell him you love him.
Just buy him pizza.
Send a card. Send a note.
And
with
a Pepsi.
The pizza.
Get him a
and
Pepsi.
A Pepsi.
You forget the Pepsi, he's liable to kill you. It's an insult to him.
Full throttle works too. Like, you know, get him pizza in a full throttle.
Yeah, yeah.
He prefers Pepsi.
Yeah.
But
2 liter, don't buy a can.
Or he does not like cans.
You buy a can, he'll throw it at your face.
he does not like Pepsi out of a can. He'll drink it out of a glass bottle or a plastic bottle. He will not drink, or a cup. He will not drink it out of a can.
What if you pour it out of a can into a cup?
He would tell. He could tell. I've tried it.
I tried it.
It didn't go so well.
No. Well, it's like because cans do have a distinct, like, you can get the slight metallic flavor in it, which I personally love, but whatever.
Aluminum.
Personally, there's nothing better than a good fountain soda. I'm just saying.
It's pretty true.
Those road sodas or those road machines that have the different
freestyles.
I actually hate those because.
Why do
you
hate
life?
Why do you hate freedom?
This is amazing.
I love Cherry Coke. You know what you can't get in those machines? And don't you fucking tell me you can get Coke with cherry syrup because it's not the goddamn same. Coke with cherry syrup is different than cherry Coke.
I don't understand.
Coke.
Vanilla Coke available, why would you need to drink anything
also
else?
Also not vanilla Coke. It's Coke with vanilla syrup.
But
it's
tastes
different.
Amazing.
It tastes awesome.
Same thing.
No, it's absolutely
I tell you what's
not.
Even better in that machine. Get the root beer with vanilla.
I'm not a root beer
heavenly.
Fan.
Heavenly.
Oh,
I know.
And here I thought we could be friends.
I know, I did too. I was real sad.
A friendship died here, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of terrible deaths.
Yeah. All right, well, anywho. So.
Our topic tonight.
Yes. Actually, Tanner, you're hosting.
Oh, shit.
Our topic tonight, we are
talking about the 31 best horror. I was about to make fun of Jesse down there. Horror. All right, the 31
you
best.
Did it anyway, you son of a bitch.
The 31 best horror films to watch.
Dan, you
want to
play this making fun of how people talk game? I can play it.
He's got bots.
You're
going to
end up sounding like Big Johnny or Dusty Rhodes. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I keep interrupting. How about it, Dan? Are you flipping me off?
No, I'm rubbing my temple.
Son of a bitch.
It was inadvertent, I promise. I'm just sitting here rubbing my temple.
I guess it actually was pointing more at Dalton than it was at me, which makes sense.
There was the bird.
Great visual gag for the audio podcast. You're welcome, Shannon. I say Shannon because he's the only one listening, because Shannon's not on the show.
Oh. All right, yeah, 31 best horror movies to watch in October leading up to Halloween. We're going to each go through and name one horror movie taking turns until we get to, what do we agree, 27? And then me and you are going to do the last three?
Well, assuming, because we... Now,
we'll just keep going.
Like, Tanner, you're the big horror buff amongst this group that's here. Hoo-ah. And with Shannon being the, like, on your level as well.
Yeah.
But, so we're having to... It's taken me and Dalton both to kind of try to fill in that gap.
Yeah, I'm not
Jesse, you're a higher tier than we are, but you're not...
I'm B tier.
They're God tier.
Yeah, they're God tier. Like, well, I don't know. I might give myself an A.
You're like an archbishop.
I was about to give myself an A and Shannon God tier because, my God, he watched some of the craziest B rate movies.
I would also I would put Bob up there in God tier with Shannon.
That's
honestly
just because he's stuck at home with Shannon watching the films and has no other choice.
Whatever the reason, that's also like he's there. They're there. So yeah, I mean, like they're both definitely God tier. I give Tanner S tier. I'll take A. You guys can have B.
I'm fine with that. I know my place.
Yeah.
Actually, Dalton has a D because he actually hates scary movies.
Because as his girlfriend, read the text, Dalton.
Coming from Brittany Limekeeler, this is, I told her Tummies. Yeah, shout out to Brittany Limekeeler. She won't listen. I texted her. I was like, hey, tell me some horror movies because they're short on the show tonight. And they asked me to fill in. And she said, is it about horror movies? And I said, yeah. And she says, ha. Tell them you're a giant puss bot and can't watch them, winky face.
Giant puss bot.
Puss bot. I should have never...
Dalton's girlfriend of how many years?
Almost four.
Almost four.
Giant puss bot.
Punching bag wherever I go. Giant puss bot.
Speaking of nicknames...
I think I found another nickname to add to this.
Don't put that one on Facebook. we'll call that an inside joke.
Another episode we can't tag Dalton in.
Damn
it. I'm going to get tagged in one of these.
One of these days, he's going to be tagged in one.
Yeah.
So, well, all right, so let's start with
Tanner. Yeah, start with Tanner.
I am going to start off with Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Fantastic movie. It introduces zombie Jason for the first time. And it's just, it's so cool. It ends the Tommy Jarvis series, which was three films.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Jarvis was originally played by Corey Feldman. And then they did Part 5, which was just a horrible movie with Jason not even in it and some paramedic playing Jason. I hate it. It's so bad. Six picks up, and it's actually Jason again, and it's so awesome.
It adds
to the mythos of Jason. Ah, it's just so great.
Now, as much as I love the commentary on the movies, we have 31 of these to get through, so let's just name the movies, fellas.
Aww. Oh, that's no fun.
I know.
We can do a brief one.
For our first round... We can each do a synopsis on why we picked it for our first round. But rounds 2 through X...
Oh, I dislike that so much. Why you gotta be a joy kill?
Because we're already at 40 minutes.
I hate to agree with them.
We'll just go fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because some of these movies I know people haven't heard of.
Fair point. All right. Let's just... Asa, you're next.
My next one, probably one of my favorite horror movies of all time, 1408. John Cusack, Samuel L. Jackson... checks a flailing, struggling author, checks into this, he goes to various haunted places and rates their haunted levelness, but he hates all of it. He doesn't believe in any of it. So he gets this letter inviting him to stay away from this particular hotel room. So he goes, checks in. It's a psychological thriller. There's a whole ending to the movie that isn't the actual ending, and it's amazing. Fucked with my brain.
Yeah.
Fucked with my brain real good.
All right.
Monkey.
I'm going to go with See No Evil, just because Kane is just big enough to be the monster movie, or a monster movie character. And the reason I say that is because I was 12, 14 whenever that came out, so I was still in that maybe wrestling the real thing. And Kane crushed Shawn Michaels' windpipe, and I had to stop watching wrestling for a month because I was so freaked out by it. And I remember watching the movie and God damn, that's scary.
What are you talking about? How old are you?
I'm 23, or I'll turn 23 on Saturday.
Okay. All right. Jesse.
All right.
He's having a hard time trying to decide.
Yeah, this is why we can't have synopsis. Jesse can't just say his movie.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tanner.
Oh, wait. Can you hear us?
6'5", big guy. Come on.
I won't play fair. I know when I'm beat. Shit, I don't know. There was... I'm blanking on the name of it right now. and I don't know why, because it's one of my... The Grudge.
Oh, Grudge.
Grudge is, for those of you that haven't heard of it, it's an American adaptation of a really famous Japanese horror movie called Ju-on. It's Ju-on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, famous Japanese movie, American adaptation. It's one of the few movies that I was in theaters, like, me and my little brother also is a huge fan of horror movies, my older brother a little bit as well. But yeah, both of us were in that movie watching it, and I think I was 14 at the time. Like, probably the most frightened I've ever been while watching a movie was watching that in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I mean...
Just that noise still, yeah, kind of... Like, when someone can do it just right. I used to be really good at it, but then... yeah.
Nah, I can't do
it's
it
like,
now.
It's like... Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, no, that,
really, they got a choir going on.
Yeah, we did. I'm actually excited to hear how that sounds on the recording.
Probably like shit.
Yeah, probably. Hopefully we just made somebody shit their pants.
Well, if my sister-in-law listens to this, she's crying right now.
Dalton confirmed has shit himself.
Giant puss spot.
Giant puss spot has pooped himself. Anyway, yeah, Grudge. Okay.
Back to Tanner.
Number five, I'm going to go with VHS.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great found footage movie. I got to thank Shannon for that, because honestly, I wouldn't have watched it without him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I love it so much. Although the first scene with the succubus was kind of freaky.
Yeah, it really was.
She bit his penis
just
off.
Just waiting for it. The buildup of it was another part that was just because you knew something is happening. Something's up with this girl.
Yeah, but
and
you
then
just
there
didn't
it
see
is.
That yep. penis biting coming.
Nope.
And you're just like, oh, that happened.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, first off, she bit his penis off, and then she threw it at his friend.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not cool.
Yep.
Not cool. Not cool. Party foul. All right, Asa.
Okay, this is one that I don't think a lot of people have heard of. Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. It is a mockumentary about basically this camera crew. The first three quarters of the movie is a mockumentary about they find this identity of this like Jason and Michael Myers type slasher killer. And they follow him around as he like prepares for these kills. And it's, you know, they do the whole, you know, oh, well, they think we're just walking behind them. But in reality, it takes a lot of cardio training to be able to keep up with people running at a full sprint when you're just, you know, walking. And it's just like, and then the last half of it turns into it like kind of a full on slasher movie. But it's a really neat way that they kind of turn some certain tropes on their head and kind of point out the tropes of these horror movies.
Mm, yeah.
So if you can find it, check it out.
Yep. That's a really good one. All right. Puss Bot.
I'm going to go with My Bloody Valentine 3D. That was the first horror movie I've seen in theaters, which in that shitty 3D was horrible.
Yeah, it was, because that was when the beginning of the 3D movie hype, and that was when
3D
was still...
It was supposed to be the next big thing.
I was saying, wasn't it still the blue and...
Yeah, it was still
the
blue
red.
And I was a sophomore in high school whenever I watched it, and Jensen Ackles, I just really like...
I love Jensen Ackles.
Yeah,
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he was the killer.
Yep.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
He is now Big Johnny. Well, he's Little Johnny.
Yeah, because we're giving these people a list of movies they should watch for Halloween, and you just spoiled it. Way to go.
Jesse, with number eight.
With number eight, I'm going to go with probably Grave Encounters.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grave Encounters is a good one.
I've actually only gotten about halfway through that one. I unfortunately watched the second one. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame how like these movie studios will think like, oh, we did such a good job on this first one. Here's a buttload of money. Go make another one.
Paranormal Activity.
I
actually like Paranormal Activity up until...
Three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Three was okay. It wasn't
one and
as
two
good
are good.
The first two... Oh, it wasn't as bad as... Or, it was definitely wasn't as good as one or two, but it was definitely way better than anything that came after three.
I had a friend, a quick story about Paranormal Activity. Oh, that was going to be my next one, by the way. Spoiler alert. Anyway, we can come back around to it. Anyway, actually, I'll tell the story there. Go ahead, Tanner. Tanner.
It's your turn.
Is it?
Yeah, Paranormal Activity. Explain your story.
No,
you just had Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters.
Okay. We'll make that up at the three.
Oh, shit. All
right. So you can just say those two.
I'm going to go.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to compliment Dalton's last pick, and I'm going to go with the original My Bloody Valentine.
All right.
Great movie.
right, so now we're up to number 10, right?
With Asa? Yes.
All right, Asa, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Kevin Smith's Red State.
Ooh,
that movie is scary for a whole other litany of reasons. It's basically a twist on the Westboro Baptist Church ministries, mm-hmm. But it includes one of the most frightening slash amazing monologues by the actor Michael Parks, who the movie itself is worth just watching this monologue. He plays the head of the church. And yeah, that's...
What was the name of this one again?
Red State.
Red State. I want to look this one up.
Yeah, it's essentially the Westboro Baptist Church.
It doesn't need to be given a whole lot away, but it's kind of like this backwoods evil church that... Just watch it.
And if you enjoy that, I do not recommend watching Kevin Smith's other horror film, Tusk.
I love Tusk.
Oh, it was so bad.
You told me the story. I'm not watching that movie.
It was such a bad movie. The ending alone just completely killed it. The ending was so awful.
Really?
So Dalton, what's your next one?
Yeah.
My next one, I'm going to go with Wrong Turn 2, Dead End, because that's when those movies started getting really ridiculous, and the reality show aspect of it was really funny to me.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either. It's the one with Henry Rollins.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I actually really like Henry Rollins.
Yeah, it's really fun, and he's the baddest of badasses in that movie.
Yes. We already talked about mine. Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
I loved the first one. I didn't get a chance to see it in theaters.
It scared the shit out of me. It wrecked me. It wrecked me for days.
Yeah. My friend Deanna, who I sincerely doubt listens to this show because she's very much a wholesome Christian girl. And, well, then again, she also, we bonded over It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because I told her. Yeah, exactly. Because I started calling her Sweet D after I found that out. And yeah, she loved it because she was awesome. I miss D. But anyway, she watched that movie. Oh, guys, come on, really?
So you watched the movie. We need to give synopsis.
I was trying not to sneeze.
She watched it in theaters. She didn't sleep for a week.
She pulled a Shannon?
No, like she literally could not, she could not sleep. She lived in the dorms too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was a very public area and everything. She could not sleep, didn't sleep for a week.
It fucked with me. It fucked with me real bad.
Yeah. And that was
because it was in my first apartment on my own. Well, not on my own. I had a roommate, but
yeah.
That's another one of my all time favorite.
Yeah. Apparently, the first one is fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people say it's boring because it doesn't not a lot happens. But to me, a great scary movie is something that can build and build and build that suspense.
And it's then the payoff. And then,
it's just the whole environment. So that's why.
Yeah.
All right. Number 13, I'm picking Last House on the Left. Great movie. It was really terrifying. It shows some things that you don't normally see. You don't normally see. I'm having trouble talking tonight. You actually see a full-on rape scene, and it's terrifying. You also see her dad stick a guy's head in the microwave and turn it on. Which is pretty fun. Yeah.
Woo! All right, Asa.
My next one is a genre of movie I have a really hard time watching, and this one kind of helped cement that fact. The Strangers.
Ooh,
I don't do well with home invasion movies. This one was... I watched this one again. I was in my first apartment, first time being out on my own, and Yeah, that one kind of...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Monkey.
Purge is the one I was going to go with next, just because I watched that a few weeks ago with my roommates, and the whole time I was thinking 10 kinds of fuck this.
Like, 10 kinds of fuck this.
I'm adopting that one.
I like it.
Jesse. All
right, next one's probably going to be Unfriended.
All right.
It was a really good one. Just a fantastic ghost story in general. And really unique way of telling it. The entire movie is basically a recorded Skype call. It's all recorded on this girl's webcam on her laptop. And basically the only characters you actually see are, webcam. And you see her typing and all this stuff. That was actually kind of the only thing that made me mad about the movie. That girl types way too fast and perfectly. I didn't like it.
Hear a lot of backspaces.
Nary a backspace clicked.
Also, something cool about that movie is it takes place in the span of the hour and a half that the movie takes.
Yes.
Which you don't see.
So it's literally live.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was just really, really well done.
That's something Shannon told me about.
I've got to watch that when I get home.
Actually makes me
want to
see it.
At number 17, I'm picking The Babadook.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would totally do the voice right now, but that
don't do it.
The Grudge moment messed me up earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Here's my thing with I had a problem. I really enjoyed that movie. Freaked me out. I wasn't a huge fan of the ending, which that's a whole other show, I think.
What was the sound we heard?
That was the thing that took me out of the movie. No,
the Godzilla roar?
No, it wasn't Godzilla.
It wasn't Godzilla. We had a debate about that. It was one of the dragons from an old Warcraft game.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was that exact sound clip was the sound the roar that the Babadook made.
That's not the problem that I had with the ending.
Well, I know the problem. I had the same problem with the ending.
To me, it felt like the movie changed genres in the last 15 minutes of it, which I was.
I tell you what, the end of it. You know what I felt like I should have. I felt like what should have been screamed. Tina, come get your dinner. Watch the movie; you'll understand.
Yep.
My next one we already talked about earlier in the show, so we can just skip on to Dalton's Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you hear the rattling of pins, we're trying to keep this list.
Yeah, because I'm gonna type this up tomorrow when I get to work.
And
I'm gonna post it. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with one that kind of wrecked me a little bit. Pumpkinhead. That one was horrifying, and all the subsequent Pumpkinheads after, because my cousin made me watch them in a marathon when he was babysitting one time.
All right, at 20, Jesse, who you got?
I'm gonna go with The Conjuring.
Yeah, that's a good film just in general.
Yeah, I really liked it. I mean, it's based on a true story. It's based on a story from one of the most famous ghost hunters. Or ghost hunting, I guess.
The Warrens?
Yeah, the Warrens. I'm trying to think. The couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a married couple.
They're a married couple. They have this really, really cool museum in their hometown. Tanner, do you know where that's at?
I don't, actually.
The Warren Museum. Either way, these are actual ghost hunters. They've written numerous books about their findings.
Several TV shows.
Several TV shows.
They were the ones who did the original Amityville. Haunting.
Yes.
They actually did the original investigations.
Yeah, several of their exploits have been made into movies, at least four that I can think of.
A lot.
And they have this house where they take they always take something from a scene, mm-hmm. Or something from one of the hauntings.
As a memento.
Especially stuff that's particularly dangerous so they can lock away and, keep locked up. And they have this whole museum based around it. And it is in... No, I can't. Clayton County, wherever that's at. Jonesboro. Okay.
Arkansas?
Yep.
That's
close.
That sounds like a road trip.
I agree. No, no, sorry. Jonesboro, Georgia.
Thank God.
Less of a road trip.
I was about to say.
Less
of a road trip. 10 kinds of fuck that.
Yeah. I do still want to go see it.
Is that the franchise that Annabelle came spread
yes.
from?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Annabelle the doll is actually a real thing, and it's in their museum.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, you can go and see the actual Annabelle doll.
Huh.
Which, another thing, that was just another one of theirs. Then they did a movie,
right.
Spun off from The Conjuring. Either way, yeah, great, great movie just in general. It's a stretch of what actually happened, but you can also find a bunch of interviews with the family that it happened to. It's really good, really good movie.
Okay, at 21, I'm picking the Blair Witch Project. Started the found footage genre, which everybody knows I love.
I thought the first one was Cannibal Holocaust.
It was, but Blair Witch Project
popularized it. Okay.
What was 19?
19. Pumpkinhead. Yeah, Pumpkinhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Asa?
God, we're getting down, and I have... There's much less overlap than I thought there was going to be. so I'm like, I'm really having to pick down this list. I'm going to have to go with Misery.
Oh, God, no. Fuck that movie.
Right?
I've not seen that one.
Stephen King, Kathy Bates...
She fucking ties boyfriend.
Random author that she was a fan of.
Yeah, this author. She's a huge fan of this author. There was a Family Guy episode that was a spoof of it. But she's a huge fan of his author. He ends up in a car crash on her property, and so she takes care of him. And then when she finds out that he wants to go home and finish, he doesn't want to write any more of these books of a series that she's obsessed with. She decides that she's going to keep him prisoner until he. Writes more books, and
she did some really bad things.
She did some very bad things to him. It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Oh,
I can't watch it, man.
It's a hard to watch movie, but it's a great movie.
It's a cringer, that's for sure. Mm. Dalton,
I'm gonna go with Amityville Horror.
Yeah, there you go. I was wondering who was gonna bring that one up.
Which one?
The first. That's the one Brittany
the
said.
Original?
Was her.
Yeah. Okay,
Brittany said the original. That one was from her. So thanks, Britt.
Actually, I didn't dislike the remake.
They changed so much from the original.
They definitely did. But yeah, I didn't hate it. Anyway.
So they changed so much from the original to the remake that one of the characters in the original movie was a pig. And they turned into a real person in the second movie.
Yeah. All right. And it would not be a horror movie list without The Shining.
Yeah.
I've been to that hotel.
Really?
Really?
It's near Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah.
I was there.
You know, I lived really close to Greeley, Colorado, and I never went there.
It smells like ass.
I believe that.
But no, again, because I'm a giant puss bot, Brittany and one of her friends, she was doing a grad school audition in one of the schools in Colorado, and she was like, oh, we're going up to this hotel. And I was like, that seems weird. And it's literally you fucking drive on up mountains for 30 minutes and we get to this hotel and
sounds
everybody's
like Colorado.
There. Yeah. And I'm just like, we get into the hotel and we're looking at it and I was like, all right, why the fuck are we here? And they're like, oh, this is where The Shining was. This is what The Shining was based on. And I was like, oh, cool, let's go. Because I don't want to be
in
here.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, cool. I'm going to be out in the car.
Yeah.
I'll see you all later.
Yeah, if you don't know about The Shining, then you've been living under a rock.
Yeah.
But watch it because it's great.
Yeah, I mean, even outside of, like, horror movies. Like, it's in one of, like, the top 10 best movies of all time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number 25, I'm going with Halloween 1. Now, the amendment to that is you can watch the original from John Carpenter, or you could go watch Rob Zombie's. I don't care.
Oh, you like both of them?
I love both of them. Rob Zombie, John Carpenter's is good because it started, it really...
It started it. It was
Yeah,
the...
you know, there'd be no Friday the 13th without Halloween, as much as I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
But Rob Zombie put a whole different twist on it and made it more realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just a sadistic killing machine that's not going to stop.
Remorseless, yeah.
Yeah.
True. Like,
I love
the Rob Zombie one had a scene with that nurse.
Yeah.
That one really upset me. Like, deep, like, emotionally upset me because, like, but she was the, I get what you're doing. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, to kind of follow up the reboot trend, but not really, Nightmare on Elm Street, the new Nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite Freddy Krueger movie. For those who don't know, it is based in real life. Like, Wes Craven is an actual character in the movie playing himself, where something happens that brings Freddy Krueger into the real world.
Rest in peace, by the
rest
way.
Rest in peace. Yeah. And it's more of a sinister Freddy, which is how I like my Freddy Krueger. But that's a personal opinion.
Right, it is.
but I legitimately think it's the scariest of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Yeah, it definitely was, in my opinion, too, just because, you know, it took that real-life aspect, and it was probably the one of the, in my opinion, it's probably the best recent Freddy movie of the newer sets, anyway. Because, like, the remake of the first Nightmare on Elm Street, so bad. Mm-hmm. All right, Pussbot.
Alien, which is probably my favorite horror movie, just because it has... almost everything that I would want in being scared.
See?
It feels very claustrophobic, which is probably the scariest thing in the world to me.
See, be happy Shannon's not here, because he would disagree with you wholeheartedly.
That's fine. He's not here.
Well, it's because he and I both agree that
Aliens,
is better than Alien. I like it better.
28, Jesse. We're getting down to the...
I was going to say, do you want me to go, and then you can do the final one?
I say I've got so many movies.
Well, we've got
it.
There's one that we have to include for Shannon.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see him here.
Yeah, I mean,
is he here to say it?
No. I mean, he's not, but he'd be really upset if this movie isn't mentioned.
All right, an honorable mention goes to.
So is this going to be 28?
No.
Let's hear what it is first.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Werewolves of London.
Yeah. Okay.
28? That's Well, yeah. I'm not going to put that at 28.
Oh, okay.
Because that's not mine. That is Shannon's, and I know Shannon would want it. I'm not going to take that from Shannon.
Yeah.
We should make it 31, that way we each had six.
It is going to 31.
No, because there's five 30. People would be... Never mind. It goes to 28 shit, with four of us.
My bad. I'm scared.
Clearly Dalton needed Common Core.
Bad. I'm so used to five people being on the show.
Oh, yeah. I just forgot that we weren't going to 30, and no one called me out on it, so...
So, yeah. So for 28, I'll give you a break from the true scary. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Yep. I'm glad someone said it because I didn't want my last one to be them. But it's a great movie.
All right. I'm not going to write all that out. Oh, God.
Yeah, I wrote Tucker and Dale.
Oh, God. This show just isn't long. There's not enough days in October.
Yeah, that's really true. There's so
I say
more.
I vote October goes all the way through, or I vote Halloween goes all the way through Thanksgiving.
I'm okay with that.
If Christmas can intrude into fucking Halloween, then Halloween can go through Thanksgiving.
Oh, I agree.
I've already seen shit up for Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
It's stupid.
Yeah,
retail Christmas started like yesterday.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think what I want at 29.
Yeah, it's getting harder to pick.
Well, I have
a lot of stuff. I'm just trying to.
I know,
see
like,
I want to
pull
I'm actually exactly.
The last one that I really wanted to be able to talk about, because a couple of these on my list I liked, but there's one that I really wanted to.
Well, you
get
can
to.
Wait your turn.
I am, but I'm saying, but
I'm
agreeing with you guys.
So
all right, so well,
29, 30, 31. Okay. Do you have another one?
No, I'm cool with not having another.
Okay,
one.
Okay, 29 is Aces.
Saw.
Ooh, yeah.
The first one. I really wanted to be able to talk about the first three because the first three are the good ones.
Yes.
After three, like the first three, you could tell there was a focus on the story. And then after three, it just went into full on torture porn, which mm-hmm. is my least favorite genre of horror movie.
Agreed.
There were aspects of all three of them that were real hard to watch for me. But that's the one that told the most interesting story, the most cohesive story with the best twists. So,
yeah.
But the original Saw, it's completely claustrophobic. The twist ending at the end, I didn't see it coming at all. I know everyone's already seen it by now, so it's not like a big spoiler. But just in case, I was just like, holy shit, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, no, it's huge. I mean, if you guys haven't seen Saw, you really need to. I know because it gets a bad rap, especially now. Like, it got a little bit at the beginning, but
especially as the franchise played out, and it got worse and worse with just
right.
what's
so,
the worst kind of scenarios we can put people in.
The first three movies aren't near as, like Asa said before, torture porny. Like,
there are definitely elements of it, and yes. there are definitely parts that, if you're a wuss like I am, they're kind of difficult to watch.
Right.
But
also, like, the thing I liked about the first three versus the rest of the series, the traps were escapable.
Yeah,
and there's and if you watch
point.
All the franchise, you kind of see that.
And there's a point to the traps, like
right.
they're all symbolic of the person that's in them, and it's
yes.
just such it's such a good trilogy.
Right. It did not need what did they go up to seven? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did 3D. Not need seven movies.
Saw 3D, which I actually never saw.
I never did.
I don't know how.
I'm actually not seeing anything after three.
I'm actually three movies behind. Like I went all the way to I saw Saw 5. So I'm missing two movies. I didn't see Saw 6 or 3D.
Also, my favorite Halloween costume that I ever got to do was the puppet.
Yeah.
I had a tricycle and everything. I made a girl at school scream so loud they heard it on the other end of the building. and then
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Nice.
the theme to that movie is one of my it's people always talk about like the Jason, you know, the sound, like all the iconic horror slasher songs.
Mm.
Saws da na na No, no, no. Like, yeah, I'm way on board.
Getting the goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, Pussbot, number 30.
Nine?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, Nine Dead is going to be the last one I go with, which is one that not a lot of people have heard of.
I haven't.
Essentially what it is these nine people are put in kind of a Saw-like room. They're chained up, and a shooter comes in and says, "You all nine are here. Why are you here?" And they get, like, 5 minutes. If they don't, he comes in and shoots one of them. And what he does is he shoots the most unimportant one at the time, and they'll, like, talk to each other. They have to talk to each other in, like, the breaks to figure out why they're all there. And they eventually, I don't want to talk about the ending, but it gets, like, it's like a 5.4 on the Metascore. So it's really shitty, but it's, like, it
I find a lot of
me.
The horror movies that are actually, indie horror movies, for whatever reason, always get really low ratings.
Yeah. Sabrina the Teenage Witch is the main character in that movie.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa
Joan
Hart?
Yeah.
Act like you don't know Sabrina's name. Who the fuck is this guy?
Pussbot.
First off, why is Sabrina the Teenage Witch the first name he goes to, first show he goes to with her?
And Joey was so great.
No.
explains it all.
Thank you, Jesse. I was about to, oh, God.
Let me reiterate, Tanner. 23.
25!
Well, God.
Yeah, I know. Like, everybody thinks that Tanner's the oldest one of the crew. I'm older than Tanner.
So is
Asa.
All right, so.
Thanks to you, Tanner's not the baby at the table. Whenever it's a show of like me, Lindsay, Shannon, and Tanner, he's the baby.
I need to eat more Wheaties.
I'm also the biggest.
Yes, right, Tanner, that was the joke.
So the moment we've all been waiting for.
One of my.
Number 31.
Number 31, my favorite movie of all time. And I love him so much. Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, good one.
The original, of course. Mm-hmm. God, I love them so much.
Okay, to be fair, the remake was really good.
I actually sat down to watch it.
Shannon had it on here one day, and that's another one that I don't handle the gore real well.
No, if you don't handle gore well, do not watch Evil Dead.
I'm aware because I saw.
Well, I was telling the listeners.
And that took me out of, you know, any kind of. There were certain moments of it that were truly scary because of the environment and the characters and what was happening. But I don't need to see someone's like tendon being cut.
Yeah.
Graphically.
Yeah.
Make me happy.
Doesn't melt.
I don't
butter.
Enjoy that. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That's not a good time. I seen
a picture really cool the other day. I know it was kind of deviating a little bit off of it, almost to the Marvelous Jesse and Chris portions of the network. But there was actually a
I'll allow it.
Yeah, there was actually a series of comics released called Freddy versus Ash.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I do remember hearing about those,
and they were really cool because if you watch Friday the 13th, you know, like the ninth one, Jason Goes to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the book from Evil Dead that they used
the Necronomicon.
That they used to get rid of Jason. That's where they find out how to get rid of Jason, and they tied into the comics. And I was just cruising through pictures the other day, and I got to see a picture of Kane Hodder, Robert Englund, and Bruce Campbell all together.
Oh, that's glorious, trio of human beings right there.
So I was like, man, oh, look, it's the comics. It was so cool. I geeked out just a little bit when I seen the picture.
That's awesome. All right, well.
This has been actually a really fun show.
Yeah, it has been. We're going to go a little over, I think, because we are at about an hour and 6 minutes. But I do want to go through...
I was just like, oh, that's,
is he
that's
here to tell
bad.
Us that we can't?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like,
you know, somebody.
I mean, this is an event. This is an event show. We've been hyping this for months. So if
I would
it goes,
like to say that the host has to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
so we're not gonna go too far into it.
Oh, no.
We'll maybe another 15 minutes. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
Because we're gonna do like every time we do one of these lists, we like to go on the internet, find see what the internet says about our lists, and we always go to IMDb. Because that's just a tradition. And we always disagree with their list. Literally every time. I don't think IMDb has ever gotten the list that we came to any kind of consensus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that it's going to be the same this time.
Right.
Just looking at a few of these. Okay, so 31 movies to get in the mood for Halloween from IMDb. First one, Halloween. So,
Okay. One for one.
One for one.
Good job, IMDb.
Yay. Number two, Night of the Living Dead.
I'll allow it.
I will also. It's a great
truly
movie.
A classic. I'm actually kind of surprised no one named it.
Yeah, I am too.
To be fair, we only like these are. This was kind of a spur of the moment.
True.
We didn't really do a whole lot of research or preparation for.
Yeah, despite being here in the store for a few hours.
Yeah, we just kind of.
We were just kind of fucked around because that's what we do. Flying by the seat of our pants. Anyway,
number three, The Fly,
and this one. I think this is where we're going to lose a lot of people. Most of the people at this table, I'm certain. Nightmare Before Christmas.
See you guys later.
Yeah, no. That's not a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I love that movie. It's a good Halloween movie, but it's not a horror movie.
Right. Yeah, it is not a...
To be fair, this isn't horror movies. This is to get you in the mood for Halloween.
Right.
So I will allow it on their list. If one of us would have said it, I would have ridiculed you mercilessly.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I've always seen it as more of a Christmas movie than a Halloween movie.
One of those movies you can watch either time.
Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway.
Oh, maybe it's because it's called Christmas, Jesse. You're stupid.
I know. Number four.
don't agree with the internet, Jesse.
He said it so we didn't have to.
Number four, Trick or Treat. Which
I've that movie was on my Netflix queue for the longest time.
And then they removed
when
it.
When I went to go and finally watch it, it was gone. I'm so mad because I've heard really good things about it.
I was actually in a similar boat. I still haven't seen the movie. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's on Netflix. I'm going to watch it. And then
it's not on Netflix anymore.
Not on Netflix anymore.
If only there was some way.
If only we knew someone
who had access to being able to like maybe temporarily take a DVD from a place and then give it back eventually.
If only.
God. Damn
well,
it,
I mean,
guys.
I mean, I don't want to work at a coffee shop. I'm not talking about a coffee shop.
All right.
Dalton, what are you doing all that Starbucks, man?
Now, this one.
I want to be like
sure. Number five, 1941's The Wolfman.
Wow, they're really going back for that one.
They went way back.
Again, I think this falls under the in the mood for Halloween versus an actual scary movie. So
right. Yeah, no, these are. definitely, like, clearly not going towards scary. Yeah. They're just going for Halloween.
Okay.
Which, fine.
Right. For that list, it's acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think the Wolfman aged well at all.
Oh, well, of course it didn't. It was made in 1941.
Right.
At the time, like, if you go back at, like, 1951 and watch that, you're probably still like, oh my god, that man is a wolf.
Good. That's probably the same thing that happened with The Exorcist.
The next four movies are going to be about the same way, so I'm just going to rattle them off real quick. Frankenstein, Dracula, Freaks, King Kong. All four movies, the 1930s version.
I don't agree with King Kong.
I don't agree with King Kong either.
That's not a Halloween movie. Yeah, that's not.
I think they're only doing the Halloween thing for King Kong because, like, it's a popular costume.
And it's a creature feature kind of deal,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I love creature features, but I'm not going to put King Kong in that.
So, I mean, the rest of those, like, sure, I'll give you, can get you in the mood for Halloween. Cause,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah.
King Kong's, eh.
Yeah. All right, and now moving back, Psycho.
Yeah,
that
was a really good one. Hitchcock's Psycho, classic. Mm-hmm. Lots of famous scenes out of that one. If you haven't seen the movie, through allusions to the movie, you have likely seen the entire thing.
Yeah,
more than likely. Yeah, it's not a long movie.
No, it's not a long movie, and everything is alluded to in that movie.
Right.
Anyway, number 11, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Good one.
Same kind of deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an older movie, but definitely, like, get you in the mood for Halloween.
That's the same thing with Dracula, though. I it's one of those movies I like watching, even though it's not scary. I enjoy watching them.
Right. And then, here we go. One from our list, Pumpkinhead. Yeah, one made it on the list. Well, actually, I think that's two that's been on the list, right?
Yeah, two.
Because Halloween.
Right. 13, Jeepers Creepers, which I'm surprised nobody
made. I wrote Jeepers Creepers 2 down, but I didn't.
Did you like the second one better?
I did. I really did. I prefer my horror movies to be groups of killable teens.
If it's going to
be, if it's going to be like full on slasher.
What was that question that Shannon asked?
Am I a sociopath? We all know I'm a narcissist. I'm a 5-star man. I
hope
think
he never gets bit by a radioactive spider.
I would go full supervillain immediately. I will say Jeepers Creepers is a scarier movie. But Jeepers Creepers 2, I like more just because it was more fun.
You had the whole bus of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts almost immediately, too. There's not like a whole,
a lot of buildup in that one.
It's just literally just like, bus is broken down. Who's this guy? Oh, God! And then.
Because it really kind of assumes you've seen the first one, so you're aware of what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The first one is a scarier movie, hands down, but I just enjoyed, personally, Jeepers Creepers 2 more.
That's fair.
That's why that was on my
list. There's always what I like to call the popcorn factor of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a movie doesn't necessarily have to be good if you can sit and enjoy it.
Right.
So, anyway. Number 14, Jaws. Which, sure, that's scary.
Yeah. I almost put that on my list.
It is classified as a horror movie, but for their list, it doesn't. I don't think it fits on their list.
I don't either.
I think it would have fit on our list, but it doesn't fit on their list.
Yeah. Number 15, Duel.
I haven't seen
this one.
A
business commuter is pursued and terrorized by a malevolent driver of a massive tractor trailer.
So Wrong Turn.
Yeah.
Or Joyride.
I mean,
or Joyride.
Yeah, Joyride's the one I would think.
This one came out in 1971.
Ooh.
So it may have been the source material for that. Mm-hmm. Number 16, Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
That one's class. I'm surprised
another
that
one,
didn't
yeah.
end up on
another
our list.
Another one that
yeah.
I'm surprised didn't come up.
Well, this one, Tanner won't be upset with this one. He'll be fine with it. Friday the 13th, Part 2.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as
they didn't say Part 5, I think we're fine with Tanner.
If they say Part 5, it might break the computer.
I also wrote, I had written down Friday the 13th, 1 and 2.
We need some air freshener over here.
all right, so number 18, A Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, which, again,
fair enough.
Great movie.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like my Freddy Krueger funny. I like, you know, Robert Englund's
sense of humor,
which, you know, he eventually picks up. But, yeah, it's just something about that first one, especially Johnny Depp's death scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's classic. It's one of the goriest.
And especially to get, especially like in the mood for Halloween, like that's an absolute.
Oh, yeah. Like if you're not watching a couple of slashers, like if a Friday the 13th and a Nightmare on Elm Street movie isn't on your list for a, like, let's get ready for Halloween, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
Very wrong. Okay, number 19, Dark Knight of the Scarecrow.
I never heard of it.
I don't know, but same kind of deal with Jeepers Creepers, just nope.
Yep.
Something about Scarecrows. That's why he's my favorite Batman villain.
He's a great Batman villain, too. Anyway, movie came out in 1981. A small town, a wrongfully killed man exacts revenge on those who murdered him beyond the grave.
Fuck that.
Many movies that sound like that.
That's really true, but this one came out in 1981, so it may have... Well, no, it was just the hit thing back then.
Yeah, that was a trope that they...
All right, number 20, The Hitcher. Another movie I haven't seen. 1986, a young man who escaped the clutches of a murderous hitchhiker is subsequently stalked, framed for the hitcher's crimes, and has a life made into hell by the same man he escaped.
That's interesting.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting take on the whole serial killer hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm. Number 21, Them. From 1954, the earliest atomic tests in New Mexico caused common ants to mutate into man-eating monsters that threaten civilization.
God, I've not seen that movie in forever.
I've heard of that movie, at least.
Isn't that in the intro for Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes.
Where they're, beating at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number 22, another giant creature movie, Tarantula, from 1955.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skip through that one.
23, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Oh.
Yep. Oh. It went there.
See, I don't know if you'll agree, I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, or if I'm about to get just killed by one punch.
Oh, wait. Real quick. He has a comment on this, the guy that assembled this list.
Mm-hmm.
I always catch crap for this, but I love Halloween 3. It is not Michael Myers, and I get that, but the story is way more twisted. Evil mask makers that want to kill every kid on Earth on Halloween.
See, and, here's my deal. I think that would be a great movie if it was under a different name. You don't call it Halloween.
You want me to say it's a good movie? This is what you call it. Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
Don't call it Halloween 3, just Season of the Witch.
That's I agree wholeheartedly because it didn't have anything to do with Michael
Myers. Because, their plan was they were going to then, okay, so we've done the Michael Myers story. That's dead and gone. That's done. So now the Halloween is just going to be a yearly or bi-yearly movie that comes out telling a different, kind of like the American Horror Story.
Right.
Where it's going to be under one blanket name, just different, different story every year.
Yeah.
Season of the Witch came out. People lost their shit because it wasn't Michael Myers. They realized they'd made a terrible mistake. And lo and behold, Halloween 4 and 5 brings back Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I love the story. 4 and 5, I love the stories. I honestly could have put them on the list, but it was just too many other movies I wanted to name.
That's a problem I had too. There's just so many movies I wanted to name, and we only got 7 apiece.
Yeah.
8 for the rest of you. I only got 7. I'm not bitter. No. No, you cannot have a high five.
You can pick one right now. You can pick one right now. I can watch it on my anniversary.
Do what?
You pick one right now and I'll watch it on my anniversary.
For Shannon, I'm going to say...
Oh, no, 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 no.
No,
You do not get to bitch about not getting your pick and then give it to him.
Going to do it. No, I'm not. Mm. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to say anything. Fuck you, Asa. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, number 24.
Which one?
The first one.
Well, original or...
Yeah, original.
Okay.
The first one.
First one of the reboots? You asked him about Halloween?
Anyway. Number 25, Wrong Turn.
Yeah, this conversation took a wrong turn.
Number 26. Yeah, no, Wrong Turn, we mentioned a minute ago. Pretty similar to the movie we mentioned it in. Maniac, number 26 from 1980. I have not seen this one.
Mm-hmm.
Psychopath, troubled by his childhood abuse, loose in New York City, kills young women and takes their scalps as his trophies.
Huh.
Neat. Number 27, Alien. Finally, we have another movie that's on our list. So far, Dalton's gotten two of them.
Yeah, most of them.
2 out of 3.
Well, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hey, Pumpkinhead and Alien were mine.
I feel like Pumpkinhead was his for sure.
Yeah.
And Alien was mine as well.
So yeah, number 28, The Thing.
That's
a good one.
I'm real surprised. Shannon, that would have been a Shannon one.
Almost yeah,
for
certainly.
Sure.
Shannon would have gotten us all the 80s classics. Yeah. That would have been Shannon's go. Sorry, Shannon.
I mean, you're not... Those are the movies he likes.
That's true. I know. Well, I'm saying sorry, Shannon, that he wasn't here to...
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were apologizing for him liking the older movies. Mm-mm. I was like, that doesn't make sense.
No. Shannon likes them. All right. Candyman, number 29.
Oh, fuck that movie. Gosh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie is...
That gave me
nightmares.
That is the only horror movie to ever give me nightmares.
Hmm. Interesting to know.
Yeah. Big, scary black guy.
All right, number 30, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Got to get away from that before it gets too racist. Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956. which
it's a good movie.
It's a good movie classic. I don't think it aged real well.
No, well, nothing from that time did.
Oh, that's really true. But like, it's one of those things I have a hard time recommending to anybody.
Yeah,
because it just doesn't.
Unless they have that taste, you know, like they're true fans of the horror genre.
Right.
You really
at that point
know,
they've already seen it,
and you really have to know what you're in for too. Because like, you know, if you're gonna sit down and watch this movie, you need to be aware of just, okay, it didn't age well. You got to put yourself back in what movies were then.
And the whole, like,
it's not something you can just like plug into a DVD when you have like three or four friends over to watch a movie.
And that was back when, you know, going to the moon was still science fiction.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, moon travel, you know, 13 years before we landed on the moon. So yeah, like when that movie was released. So you got to keep that in mind too.
Yeah.
31, the final movie on their list, Scream.
That's another one I'm real surprised didn't.
Yeah, me too.
Because especially at the time, it kind of. It really bucks some trends.
Like, yeah, that the mask. You still see the mask everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Like, I think in at least three of my Halloween costumes in the last decade have had that mask involved.
Didn't... Am I wrong in thinking, like, CW or someone made a TV show?
MTV did.
MTV did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Called Scream.
All right, so IMDb, overall, like, a fairly solid list.
Yeah, there's only two that we really were...
It's definitely the best list that we've compared. All right. And then speaking of the internet in general, Reddit, the news aggregator that I personally prefer, and I think Asa does as well. Dalton, I don't know. Are you a Redditor?
No.
Oh, okay.
I should start now just to see what it's about.
I love Reddit. Like, it's
careful.
All the
you
stuff you
at.
See on Facebook, you would have seen on Reddit last week.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I should just get annoyed then earlier in my week. That way.
Oh, no, you're not annoyed. You're like, oh, that's kind of neat.
And then you see it on Facebook,
and then you see
people, you're
annoyed. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, what? Gotcha.
Yep. And also there are comments with, like, everybody explain shit that you don't get, because that happens to me pretty frequently. Like, what the fuck is this? Let's go to the comments, and somebody explains what the fuck it is.
Because there are just all sorts of smart people on the internet.
There really are.
You can't go too deep into the comments, though, because just like any other internet place, there are dicks. And to be fair with Shannon, like... His experience with Reddit has mostly involved those dicks.
Yes.
He hasn't really had a chance to really be affected by the good of Reddit.
Right. Because, that's the only thing. Like, he also got annoyed there for a little while. Like, everybody was making the joke because he got into the Chive for a while. And me and Asa, I think, were probably the worst part about this because the Chive also...
The Chive,
it's like Facebook.
BuzzFeed,
yeah.
9gag, all those other... They literally just take content from Reddit... And then repost it on their website.
Yes.
3 days later.
And yeah, so we would always make that joke, and then Shannon started taking it. He also started using that joke, and I think made himself angry by using that as a joke. And so anyway, these are actually kind of cool because they also have it like sorted into categories. Then they have it grouped up in fives. So yeah. Well, one category has six because obviously math. I know. We're working on it. This one won't take long, because I think a lot of these agree with us. Anyway.
Yeah, just fly through them.
First category, Where's Your God? Religious Horror. The Omen, The Exorcist, Seven, Prince of Darkness, and Sinister. In that list, I'm really surprised The Exorcist didn't show up. Anyway. Bump in the Night, The Paranormal, The Ring, It Follows, The Shining, The Blair Witch Project, The Conjuring, and The Babadook.
4 out of 5 on that one from us.
Mm-hmm. Bending the Rules, meta horror / comedy. Scream, Cabin in the Woods, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, Housebound, and What We Do in the Shadows.
2 out of 5.
Yep. Sci-fi horror, Alien, The Thing, Reanimator, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the 1978 version, and Night of the Creeps.
1 out of 5.
Zombies, The Evil Dead Trilogy, The Dead Trilogy, Night of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead,
right.
Day of the Dead, 28 Days Later, Dead Alive, and Shaun of the Dead. I have a Shaun of the Dead t-shirt. I can't believe
I almost put that down, but I didn't count it as a horror movie.
You know, that's fair. It's a funny zombie flick. I'm surprised you didn't say this one. Set on Halloween, Donnie Darko. Well, I guess it's not really
a horror
movie. Yeah.
Fantastic
like
movie,
it.
One of my favorite movies, but it's definitely not a horror movie.
The Guest, Trick or Treat, Halloween's 3, 4, and 6.
What is with the internet and Halloween 3?
I don't know. Remakes? What is this? Halloween's 3, 4, 6 remakes? Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
It's,
I get it. Yeah.
3, 4, 5, or 3, 4, Curse of Michael Myers, and the remakes.
Yeah.
Curse of Michael Myers is...
And then number 31, Halloween and Halloween 2.
Yeah.
So they did mention those.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that was all of our recommendations. There should be more than enough movies. Like Tanner and I said, we're going to assemble the list of our films that we named here on the show. They'll be posted on the Podzilla 1985 page.
On the Blogzilla 1985
page. I do want to make a suggestion for the next Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
Yes.
I don't know what the topic is going to be, but I think we should give Shannon a solid like 5-minute chunk to go through at least 5 of his movies.
I'm down with that.
Yeah,
and you'll call them honorable Shannon mentions.
Because I think he, especially between like me and Dalton, like I think we named some really good ones. But I think he probably would. He has some sleeper hits that a lot of people would have seen before,
and not a lot of people would think of.
Right.
I can name one right now. He'll name Digging Up the Marrow.
Oh yeah, that was a good one too.
Yeah, it was okay. A slow build up.
Yeah, no, Shannon's definitely got like. He's watched any kind of horror movie, like even stuff that's like clearly like B movie stuff or like comedy, funny, whatever. Like he's seen it. So yeah, he'll have some great sleepers for you guys next week. Hopefully he'll have gotten some sleep and can make it on. In the meantime, though, this has been Jesse, Tanner, Asa, and Pussbot. I almost said your name because I knew you were expecting Pussbot.
Oh, I was so expecting Pussbot.
Give the people what they want, Jesse.
I had to give the people what they wanted. I had to.
I feel like I should announce this before we get off the air, though.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Coming this 24th, it's a Saturday, because, you know, scheduling conflicts and everything, so it's not on a Thursday. That Saturday, we will be at Pulaski County Courthouse in Mountain City, Illinois, doing a live recording from an actual haunted place, and I'm going to try my damnedest to get Jesse and Asa to become believers.
Yeah, 2 skeptics, 2 actual believers, 1 legitimate ghost hunter in Tanner.
No, Shannon's done ghost hunting, too.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so then... So,
two,
yeah, two legit,
skeptics
two,
and two,
two skeptics
ghost hunters.
And 2 legit ghost hunters. Yeah.
With personal
Lindsay.
Experiences that you can
find. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm really, really excited. Pussbot's already shaking his head. Nope.
Fuck that.
Good thing you're not invited.
I know. Yep. Nicknames and catchphrases.
All right. Anyway, thanks again, guys, for tuning in. Tanner, sign us out.
For all of us at Podzilla 1985, I'd like to thank you for enjoying the first episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday, and we will see you next Thursday.